This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Understand, I paint these pictures cause I'm living like it. When I spit it, makes you feel like you got hit with lightning. I showed up with the whole shipment when my script was biting. Before 20, they put my name in a big indictment. My plug indecisive, same work, different price. That about yeah. Baby Ben's logo on a windshield wiper. And I got two possession charges for a pistol license. Lead trappers running out they building when I get the indictment. Whip money, copping blue ice. I spent brick money, booking jet blue flights. New white Christian Louis with the blue spikes. Maserati Levante with the blue lights. Yeah, duffel in my trunk, bad on a wheelbarrow. My dog came with 50 large to my bill herring. The pop bust in 2010 and I could still hear it. I love my mom, but that hard was my real parents. Let's go. Who run this city the most? I let this 50 yards dip for this picture with smoke. I rim my chips up so I can just pick up your hoe. I get my dick sucked, then I convince it to go. It's me, fully loaded ratchet, I'm a pistol squeezer. I take off my jacket, see this big ol' Nina. With my bitch jumping out of traffic in a little Beamer. Got the ops names tatted on my trigger finger.
Ayo, bricks in a Louis V duffel masterpiece collection. Ayo, y'all can shell shit his ass from each direction. The niggas that you idolize, I'm least impressed with. I got your bitch on the bus looking like she pregnant. Peru flake got me Dior home, low top, rose drop. 13 games with the nose chop, stone top. Shooter come over, slip out the hole, fly, hole, fly. Hand me 5 locks, load up the whole side. Had to spend 60 in the shoe, 23-1, 500 burpees, all I knew. First day, anyway I go, nigga, who is who? Get my car ready, filled up my locker, and I'm boom, Turkey logs in my fried rice, get my spot at the microwave. You gon' die tonight, Oh, five, nigga. Rest in peace, scoop free, slide, nigga.
Machine, they act like they forgot. I'm about to hit them with that fatal shot. I leave them laying in a vacant lot. Try to take my chain, you just gonna take a shot. I take a block and whip the shit, I scrape the pot. More shooters on my team than what the Lakers got. Zero games, make the stop. I throw trips, take the spot. I'm on top, you ain't gonna take my spot. I bet all this paper in this mason box. You better have something to fire with you. I fire missiles when you bleeding like a lion bitch. Fuck you and them niggas riding with you. I'm here to terrorize the game. 4-5 on me, I'm Spider Mitchell. I don't tuck my necklace, I'ma leave it out. He says you better than me, but you broke. That shit don't even out. My young boys eating like they never seen a drought. In my trap, everybody weighing like it's Keenan out. They say my shit is album of the year and it ain't even out. And yet I'm still the one you seem to doubt. Out in Cali, I brought the demon out. Riding through Calabasas, took the scenic route. Bag on the back seat in case I need a house. With a bitch that keep trying to pull my penis out. I live a hell of a life. I'm impelling a knife inside a competitor just to sever and slice. I'm stepping from the stripe, I'm better than nice. I want your necklace or your life, and I ain't telling you twice. Look, I came a long way from measuring weight. I got right, flooded the sky, dweller bezel with ice. My man shot a nigga daughter by mistake. He took a quarter, asked him why he copped out. He said that's better than life. I feel you, nigga.
Shame. You know what's up, nigga.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace from Brooklyn, New York. We on FUBAR Radio with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Real hip-hop. Let's go.
That's right, mother lovers. Real hip-hop is in the building. That's right. In the FUBAR Towers right about now, it is hip-hop. The hip-hop show, all we give you is hip-hop. That's it. Your hip might even pop off of this. Should I say that? Hip pop or hip hop? Welcome, mother lovers. I go by the name of Mice Diggy, and that's right. I'm here with my... All right, I'm not here with my co-host. Sarah's running a little bit late, so that means you have the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake for the next 2.5 minutes in your soul. We first of all, we got to give a shout out to Ian Boldsworth for the last 2 hours. Of course, that, you know, don't worry about his height, man. That's a big man right there. He's got a big soul. Now, even if he's 4'3" with heels on, he's still a big guy. Shout out to Ian Boldsworth. If you want to listen back to his show or any of the others, go to foodbarradio.com and you can do that exactly. Yeah, you know what else you could do? Listen back to last week's show, because we had Lyricel, Desert Eagle, and we had a crazy ass open mic. I'm trying to remember all the names on the open mic. I'm not good at that right now, but we'll remind you later on. This is the hip hop show, mother lovers. I go by the name of Mice Diggy, and today I do believe we got a jam packed show. We got Che Lingo coming up, we got Juggernaut and Sonny Jim, hopefully. Yeah, I say hopefully because you know how that goes. And we also have Duckworth. There's an O missing from the name, but I'm going to believe that says Duckworth right there. And of course, we got the open mic right here on Fubar Radio with the hip hop show from 4 till 6 p.m. for all you bitches and bitchettes, because you know we don't want to discriminate anybody. If you want to hit us up and let us know how you're feeling or give a shout out to somebody else listening, hiphop@fubarradio.com, or you could tweet us @fubarradio. You could tweet me @MiceDiggy, or you could tweet Sarah and say, where the fuck are you right about now @DJ Sarah Love. We're going to get into something else right about now, though. Produced by the one and only Apollo Brown. Are you sure that's Apollo Brown? All right, it's produced by Apollo, featuring Jest and Tyler Daly. Ah.
Wait a minute.
That's the way you get Timberland up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way you get Timberland up.
Word up.
That's the way you get Timberland up. That's the way you get Timberland up.
If this was my first impression, I'd be not impressed. This generation held hands and skipped a lot of steps. Don't need a navvy to find these people that I address. I had Rockaway in my dresser, these niggas rock a dress. Let's rewind to that play button that I would press. My Walkman never hopped off my hip. I'm hip-hop to death and seem to still be breathing. I ain't leaving till I'm out of breath. Wheezing, I'm still squeezing some speaking to get up off my chest. Don't toot horns, your hero lukewarm. If we sparred, it'd be so hard to recover my shoehorn from his ass. I just laugh at the masses, I'm flabbergasted. The fact is that we had averaged so long, we lowered the standards. I stand here as a standout act and can't understand how y'all all standing and clap at this rap like it's outstanding. I withstand it enough. Take this bitch hand and a snuff, and I'll book you like promoters that hit your manager up. You could be on the floor bleeding if you still acting tough, then yuck.
That's the way you get Timberland up.
If you acting like you gangster but a white flag waver, huh?
That's the way you get Timberland up.
Don't suddenly get hot and start fronting on your block,
That's the way you get Timberland up.
If they run up with the drop and you don't come off what you got, then yuck.
That's the way you get Timberland up.
The problem with the shit you say is y'all just ABC. My father's a G, you DA, I reside in the D. You ever try to play with me, must be ADD. You gon' have to hire AAA just to fly to A3C. How could you kill a man who you ain't socially a psychoticist? I wrote this beat on papyrus in the pyramid in BC. You gon' see these Timberlands in 3D. You gon' be able to smoke the treatise on the side of these on GP. As far as war, man, I'm about as prepared as my grandma's for prayer. And I'm a rich player, no handouts at all, dog. I rode this motherfucker gun stuck to me. I watched the wheels fall off, then I ran out of despair. I send niggas at you in broad day just to air case. Triggers a click clack, your killers a six slack, you that's bareface. Your single exceeds your rep, you ain't worth it to paraphrase. You ain't worth a single step in my circular staircase.
You could be on the floor bleeding if you still acting tough, then yuck.
That's the way you get Timberland up.
If you acting like you gangster but a white flag waver, huh?
That's the way you get Timberland up.
Don't suddenly get hot and start fronting on your block,
That's the way you get Timberland up.
If they run up with the drop and you don't come off what you got, then yuck.
That's the way you get Timberland up.
Yo, what's up? It's Eric Sermon, the band that represent from EPMD, and I'm in full effect with my homegirl, DJ Sarah. She got a bubble under the dress. Peace to DJ Mice Diggy. Holla, one love, peace.
I wouldn't be a DJ, man. Fuck this MC shit, bruh.
Why?
People respect DJs a lot more for playing other people's tunes.
You reckon?
Yeah, blame me, man.
Blatantly, man.
Blatantly.
Sarah's here, ladies and gents. Let's clear this up now, because that tune right there was Apollo Brown. It was Apollo Brown. I thought Apollo Brown had nothing to do with that. I thought it was our brother Apollo from here. But this is a tune called Reminiscing, right?
No.
Oh, it's not.
Okay, DJ Sarah Love is in the house. Right, that song is from a brand new project, Apollo Brown and Joel Ortiz. They've got a new album. It's called Timbaland Up, that song, featuring Royce the 5'9 on there. And that's the first collaborative album from the Detroit producer and Slaughterhouse member. And that's dropping on Mellow Music at the end of the month. Yeah, no, because there is another Apollo Brown project that came out earlier this year. But we will let you know about that when we get to that part of the show.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll shout out to Jess and Tyler Daly of Children of Zeus. I apologise there if people thought that you lot had turned American and that on us. But yeah, I just have to
like
read off the sheet.
Artists. I'm really looking forward to having some of those artists on the show as well.
They're not going to come on the show now.
No?
Nah, now they know that it's us. They ain't coming on with the fake accent, man. You know that ain't happening.
the Jamaican business. How you doing, Mice?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm live.
Do you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend.
Aww,
yeah. How about you?
That was downplayed. Yes, huh? I did. I'm so happy to see you.
Likewise, sis.
What
we're
a
here.
Beautiful day it is.
Yeah, it's cold. It ain't, you know what I mean?
Okay, people ease trying up, to go ease up. It ain't cold, yeah.
Yeah, it is cold. It is cold.
Have you got your winter coat
that
out?
Means don't turn the aircon on, basically.
Sorry, that's TFL's fault that I had to run from the station here into the studio.
Yeah,
sorry,
so
I just need to cool off a little bit. No, but September is beautiful because it isn't properly cold yet. And so then...
Take your jacket off, man. You know what I mean? Like... Get naturally cooled down. Don't use this fake
I'm
air.
I am cooling down already. I am cooling down. But I love this time of year because there's just so much. You get these beautiful, bright summer days like we're having right now. And not only that, but it's also official Earth, Wind & Fire month.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is important to remember, you know, because I like it. People who are into their hashtags and gimmicks, they like jump on the Earth, Wind & Fire thing. But I think it's good because then it brings the spotlight back to some seriously dope
music
contributors, yeah, to this business.
I love that they get a whole month, put it that way.
Yeah, I'm elevating it to a whole month now. Yeah, like I'm not just sticking with the 21st night of September. But yes, so I think that's another valid reason for us to love Septembers. But you know, on this show, we do like to spread a bit of positivity because I know some people at this time of year, I think they feel a bit bluesy because it's like the end of the summer and then they're going back to work and stuff. But I think that's part of why September's great, because it's like everything comes back to life and, you know, you can see everyone's kicking into gear and everything. And, you know, it's just so important to remember the good things that are going on and just focus on those things because they lift our spirits, truly. I believe it.
True.
And, you know, change is the only certainty in life. And, yes, you can see the change in the beautiful colours in September as well. Another
the
reason to
colours.
Love it. Yeah.
I still, you know, like the winter, this is when winter guilt feels like, yeah, I'm supposed to have it now.
Tripping.
I woke up and I was like, hey, you know, when you have your shoes, when you have your socks off and that, you know, you wake up and like half a toe is outside the, is from under the covers. Woo! I was like, ease me up, boy, it's winter, right?
I like sleeping with my feet out the covers.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but it's like when you're not expecting it to be that cold, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not expecting my toe to start going numb already. At least December. Let me get to December before I worry about weather.
Fair enough. We might end up with a heat wave in December the way the weather's going on at the moment. But other reason to feel good about just life in general and feel positive and have an optimistic outlook on the human race is Mice.
Mm-hmm.
You must remember, a few months ago, friends, right here on the hip-hop show with myself, DJ Sarah Love.
And myself, MC Mice Diggy.
Yeah. You might remember not just our highly informed World Cup match analysis that we were doing, but also we reported about the Malian migrant who rescued the small boy who was dangling from the balcony in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got an update for you guys, because he has officially now been made a French citizen. Now, so, you know, we got to send out a serious
big up
to our homeboy, Mamadou Gassama.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is he fine as some wine, but he scaled four floors in seconds with his bare hands to save this four-year-old who had been left unsupervised. I don't know much about the details of who was meant to be looking after him. But Mr. Gassama, he had been in France illegally. He received international acclaim for his bravery and was thanked personally by President Emmanuel Macron, who said he would be offered a role in the fire service. And last week, he made an official decree announcing that he would be granting Mr. Gassama French citizenship.
That's wicked, man.
Isn't that beautiful?
So he's got it now.
So, what's his name? Macron, that's it. He said, this act of great bravery exemplifies the values which help unite our national community. Such courage, selflessness, altruism, and taking care of the most vulnerable.
Mm.
Which, yeah, I think...
They didn't praise him for being Spider-Man, like the real-life Spider-Man.
Well, no, that's what his nickname is now. So Mr. Gassama, he initially was given French residency, and then he, which is like the first step to citizenship, then they fast-tracked him to receive the citizenship because of his heroic gesture.
Mm.
And he earned the nickname Spider-Man because of his bravery as well. And he was given a medal by the city. And he had arrived in Italy first in 2014 via the Mediterranean migrant route after a very tough time in Libya where he had been arrested and beaten by authorities there and stuff. But he said he wanted to join his brother who had been living in France for decades. So that's how he ended up being in France. He arrived there last year and got a job in construction. And he worked cash in hand on building sites, and he was living in a hostel in an area known as Little Bamako because it's such a large Malian population there. And he had not applied for asylum and was living illegally in France at the time. And I mean, when I first saw the phone footage of this kid dangling from the balcony, I just instantly on the spot burst out crying. And it wasn't even a full moon at the time, but it was just the sheer terror of just seeing a child in danger like that. It was just so...
did you feel like that when Michael Jackson did that with Blanket though?
Oh, this is God.
The real question.
I didn't cry, but I was just please, somebody, Spider-Man, where
so
are
weird,
you?
Isn't it?
Blanket.
So weird.
I even forgot about that.
What are you doing?
That.
And then after he's like, oh shit, what am I?
No,
he was like, yo, what am I doing?
No, but I feel so sorry for Michael Jackson. How could someone in that kind of life have a rational judgment on situations, But
true
what
that.
A troubled individual. But yeah, so it was just, and then just so incredible to see this instantaneous selflessness of this young man and the confidence that he was just right, action, do it. And this was in a crowd of loads of people in the streets and everything. He's not rich. He's probably, one of the most vulnerable and poorest in French society.
Mm.
But he saw someone that needed him and he trusted himself and he acted. And I think we all have the ability to do, we don't need to be scaling the size of buildings, but we can all contribute to helping people out who are in a tough time.
Mm.
And also, I just want to say to anybody who is having a tough time, phone a friend. And I know it's difficult to admit that you're struggling in things in life, but you don't even need to say, I need help. Just call them and say, I want to check, how are you doing? Let's catch up.
Don't wait till that last minute when you know what I mean? When it gets all on top and then it just seems like you're going overboard and people go, why didn't you say something before?
I know.
Say it now.
And you know what? Everybody loves to hear from a friend. And everyone is in the same position where they're like, oh, no, I won't bother them. I'll wait for them to call me. So why don't you just make that gesture and reach out? We need to rebuild these community links and know there's someone there for you. If you and me and Mice are here for you every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. with the hip hop show right here on FUBAR Radio.
Yep.
And so, you can eat. We're your friends. And we're always going to bring you that good music projects featuring Jest and Tyler Daly and Children's Disease, like brand new Styles P for you on the way. way, and so much more. We've got some ill guests visiting us who have put out one of my favourite projects this year, so I'm so looking forward to speaking to Juggernaut and Sonny Jim later on in the show.
Big up, though. Let's carry on with these big ups, though. I just see something.
Oh, well, you know, I thought, listen, let me play a tune for the people, then we'll get into that next one. So let me hit you with something, a project that dropped literally in this last week. The second album this year from Rock Marciano. And this cut is featuring one of Mice's favourite all-time MCs. This is how hip-hop is sounding like in 2018.
Mars, baby, you already know what the fuck it is, nigga. We set the president out here. You gotta be kidding me, nigga. Knock it off. Niggas following. Follow me, though. Yo, rubber burners and observers, we some earnest. We don't give a fuck, we some virgins. Versace shirt, Medusa head with the serpents. Disturbing, the folks in the church is nervous. Spikes on the new routines like a sea urchin. You don't see me networking, he's not a people person. I'm just speaking on me in third person. If violence hurts how we eat, then it defeats the purpose. Whole cameras in the 30 clip. Pray your soul get to enter that pearly fence. Deals with the devil, Snoop with the Shirley Temps. Murder was the case they gave a pimp. Eventually niggas learn in the long run. Your friends turn enemies, little things to support time. Got pot, went to court once, since they been on the run. Niggas thought I was finished, I'm swarming it up. Once again it's on. Pistols get drawn with no pencil point. Shot fish, shit tore up the oriental joint. Thought it was civil till we kicked you in the groin. Your shit is noise, I'm on steroids, forever poised. Floyd Mayweather with the cheddar boy. This a different era. Ain't no missing glass slippers giving to Cinderella's. Bitches running my errands. Fuck what you yelling, niggas jealous and they feelings. If we ain't gelling, accept it and don't be desperate. Niggas extra. Fuck who next up. Rosebud did his numbers, we doing chest bumps. Condo shopping in Cabo, the condom broke. That don't mean that's my child though.
These niggas my son.
Condo shopping in Cabo, the condom broke. That don't mean that's my child though.
Hey yo. Every sports coat got to be bespoke. Keep a non-believer choking on Cohiba smoke. Keep a wide receiver open like convenience stores. Am I a Henry Ford or the Lord? I'm either or. These rappers is more weak, sweeter than Rita Ora. Your whole fuckboy squad, this shit ain't aimed for. It's for esteemed honorees, not the nominees. This shit is for the proper genes, not the minor leagues. Smelling like a pot of greens and some kind of creed, I believe. The jacket of slacks is by a lead. I've achieved greatness, switching between faces. If ain't a Cartier, you on a sleeve, it seems naked. Dream chasing delirium. The criterion is from Senegal, the homie Nigerian. Look, with the 12 gauge long beneath the black burka. The track murker give a fuck like a sex worker. It's a sad state of affairs, it's a tearjerker. The duffel bag circa 95 Gurkha. Slaughter without borders, war in close quarters. Jokers and whoever spoke, four of them is post-mortem. They prayed that the story they told could hold water. Better make it wait, shorter, disobey direct orders. We faceless and move through forgotten spaces. The rooftops, alleys, vacant lots and basements.
Marciano, Diamond Cutters, featuring Black Thought there. It's produced by Rock Marci. It's taken from the new album, Behold a Dark Horse. That's his sixth full-length studio album, and it's the follow-up to the album that dropped, Rosebud's Revenge 2, The Bitter Dose. That was like February this year or something. March. And this new album is also available at rockmarci.com. It features Busta Rhymes on there. Q-Tip has done production, Alchemist, and so much more. But you know, we bring you all that good stuff right here every week on the Hip Hop Show with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. You're locked into the Hip Hop Show right here on Foo Bar Radio, and we have a couple But very special guests.
Yeah, these are like our homies. Our homies from up north.
You know what I mean? They're here to talk about the Purple Door album, 12-track album, which is going to be released. Oh, it is released already, 30th of July, 2018.
We've been playing that since it came out, the same week that came out. Welcome to the show, Sonny, Jim and Juggernaut.
What's good?
Why on earth did you guys even decide to do a collaboration album?
Because he's sick and I'm sick.
Yeah.
Pow! Pow! Preach!
And we both don't say laugh and bath, but we say laugh and bath.
Laugh and bath.
You both from Birmingham then?
No. I'm from Brom, he's from Notts.
East and West Mids.
Similar though, no?
Yeah.
Similar in the accent or?
No.
No. Similar in the swag.
Yeah, the swag. And the lyrical content and all that shit, you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, there's big differences in Brom accent and not.
Yeah, okay, so
how in Brom do you say you get me?
You get me?
Yeah, because you say...
You get me.
You get me.
I think we talked about this before. It comes from Notts. You get me. Comes from Notts. Mr. 4-5 Radford, you get me.
Yeah, we don't say you get me. We say you're right, mate.
You're right, mate.
Beautiful.
Yo, star.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I'm loving this new album.
Thank you.
This is like one of my favourite projects to come out of the UK this year.
That's crazy. Appreciate that, man.
And why did you call it The Purple Door?
What is behind the purple door?
Well, we had an original idea and it wasn't really working out. And then Sonny was like, yo, because there's one line, because he really listened to everything properly, like every line he was bringing stuff up. So he said, oh, what did you mean by the purple door? And it's an old hippie thing that was like, it was the 60s, 70s, especially in the States. You paint your door, front door purple, and it's about like, it's about wealth, but not necessarily like monetary wealth, but wealth in knowledge, wealth in health, wealth in people, you know, like, so it was a thing, you paint your door purple, and it was like entering a house of wealth, but it's not necessarily monetary. So that's where it comes
from.
Where
is that from then?
It's like a hippie thing. It's like
UK hippie or American?
In American. But I heard it years ago. I read something in a book and then I heard it on a few documentaries. But it's very niche. Like not many people know about it.
It's like 420. No one really
knows. So like you see someone with a purple door. It's in like San Francisco and stuff like that. But I've still researched it and you don't hear much, but there's a few bits out there. But like we had some like, there's a lot of like, with the samples are like prog rock and psychedelic stuff. So like, you know, like even with the cover, I don't know if you've seen the cover, but like me and Sonny talked about it, and we got a guy called Matt Littler to do it, and he went crazy with it. So,
and how did you actually go about making it? Because you're based in London now, aren't you, Sonny?
Yeah, I'm based in London, but he's here all the time, and we did it. Mm. We did most of it. We recorded it all together.
Yeah.
Mm. Every joint we recorded together.
Yeah. As in you were in the building together.
Yeah. That was a bit. It's good because I've been trying to do that more, and like I've always done that. But it's better, and I've like sent stuff back and forth. But like Sonny was like, oh, do you want to work? And it's best we met and vibed. Yeah. And we get on, and it is what it is.
It's
rather than
natural,
like, because I've been with people, I'm like, you're a dick, man. Like, you know what I mean? People I've done tunes with. No, not that many.
Yeah, let's go through the catalogue and watch out who you're talking about.
Causing trouble,
mate. there was the Triple V project.
Yeah,
not
so
long
all
ago.
The Triple V guys are dick.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. No, I love those guys.
He sent me a batch of beats. Most of them I was feeling. I just wrote to him, and like each session, I'm not 4 or 5 tunes out or whatever and got it done. Do you know what I mean?
It's the best prolific with it, boy.
Not enough, I don't feel like, but everyone... Yeah,
You just dropped a project recently, innit?
Yeah, yeah. I dropped another one called Stolen Art, like a Found Objects, and that one was just like a bunch of stuff I produced and some classic joints I rapped on. But like Sonny knows, like the scene we're in now, it's about quality and quantity as well. Like it's just staying on top.
The fact we got a platform to put out content now, and it's just easy, and the fans that they are out there means you might as well rinse it for what it's worth right now, innit?
You
don't know when this opportunity is going to come back.
I know.
When you say a platform, you mean as in the internet or?
Well, the internet, but labels and just so there's more labels for me to approach than there ever has been to put music out. Mm. And there's also a bigger fan base now, so it's shit like we can almost release shit just ourselves on Bandcamp, and the money comes straight to us, and now the fans are out there. It's easy to make some decent bread off your releases, isn't it, rather than before, you know, you're just putting out shit waiting for your quarterly check from iTunes and all that type of shit. Do you know what I mean? Now with the platform,
what do you think has changed? Like, what's made it like?
You know what, I think that I just feel there's more fans out there.
Yeah,
to persistence, isn't it? Like you guys obviously putting out quality music regular.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's built up more of a fan base. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I think independent rap music, especially like independent rap music in America on our sort of level, is really thriving right now.
Yeah,
it's really thriving. And I don't think they care about the accents anymore either, especially if you can do it, you know, in a way that
I feel like they love it even more. Like they're talking like, trust me, like yo, these cats is nice, yo.
Did Americans ever care about accent?
Yeah.
Big time. Big
they
time.
Weren't fucking with the English big accent. Time. They thought we was tea and crumpet shit.
Yeah,
Stones Throw were not having no UK.
They thought we was tea and crumpet shit until they came over and.
No, I mean, have you like what you've heard of, like Americans dissing?
I've had some backhanded shit like, yo, you're the only UK man I can listen to. Everyone else sounds white. Only UK. I'm like, yo, this is my speaking voice, and everyone I know is speaking voice. So you're saying like, I just come back from New York. And it was more of a holiday, but I met people there, and I'm like, I'm from Nottingham. They're like, huh? I was like, Nottingham. They don't know any. Like, I was speaking
even
to
them. They got a Nottingham there.
People was going, are you Jamaican, man? Are you Australian? You Caribbean?
Australian. Mans get Australian when they're out in New York, you know.
Yeah, I've had that, yeah. I went into 7-Eleven to buy like a drink or something, and then this dude, like, he's like, yo, are you Jamaican or something? I'm like, nah. And I goes, nah. And this is him. What is La Bamba Club?
Of course, for Americans, we sound like aliens because they live in a bubble where they get very little information from outside America, kind of thing. But in my experience of like hosting a radio show in New York, WKCR, they were loving all the UK music I was bumping out there.
Well, that's the difference.
I never heard anyone. But
WKCR, they're kind of.
No, honestly, that was like, you know,
They're a bit more eclectic in it, that radio station. They got a bit more taste as well. It's not like.
Well, that's hip hop. Like WKCR, that was the Stretch and Bobby Ito show, which then became the Scorpio radio show that I was co-hosting. But that's as hip hop as it gets. Yeah,
people are more accepting. They're more accepting because they fuck with like, hip hop as a whole. So they're more accepting.
Yeah, so that's all that I'm talking about when we talk about hip hop here, because we're all heads in this together.
But that's who, like, you know, like Sonny was saying, like at the moment there's a market for it, and they're the people that are listening and buying. They're, you know, the people that you're talking about were listening. There's like true connoisseurs of the art form. Are buying music again and they want it. So like the physical product's flying out. That's beautiful, man, because before, like, even if you sell 50, even if you sell 20, you've still made your money back. Even then, people have just had vinyl sitting around or tapes. Now I'm selling cassette. What the hell, man? Selling cassettes. Like, come on. I'm telling people that don't know about this hip hop shit how it's going on, and they're going, what do you mean you're selling cassette? Like, I'm mad. I'm thinking, boy, I might just get like a mini disc thing again, burner, and start a new way.
Mini disc comes.
We'll get a track before mini disc.
Just in case it comes back.
You put this album out on Eat Good, innit?
Yeah,
which I've been supporting and loving Eat Good for years. Because when did Eat Good first put a record out?
2008.
That's incredible. Wow. That is.
We've been here 10 years.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That's a real achievement.
2008.
And it's like Eat Good as a hip hop dedicated label.
Are we about to get real active again? We're just about to get real active again, you know, because the label's been, you know, ain't really been putting out too much music for the last couple of years. So this was like the start of another onslaught, hopefully.
But you've been busy though, Sonny, with other projects as well.
What
else has been happening since the last year?
Since I last come up here, I put out a record with Conway. I had Rock Marcy on.
Another one? Or
I think I was talking about it last time I came up here.
It hadn't come out yet.
Yeah, I don't think it had dropped. I think I let the cat out of the bag when I came up here. that one dropped. That did really well. And I got Volume 2 with Vic Spencer coming up. What else have I even got? I just got out of the studio with Kev Brown. I just spent 5 days straight in the studio with Kev Brown. We knocked out 10 joints, so that's going to drop. Like,
what was he out here? Were you in the state?
We done a show in Croatia together, and then he came back here, and he was due to fly last Tuesday, and we were like, yo, we'll get your plane ticket back home, for another few days, innit? And he was like, oh, cool, we got a studio then. So
wicked.
Knocked out 10 joints. He just left this morning.
Yeah. And what is that going to come out as an Eat Good thing as well?
No, that's going to come out on Dope. They put out the last the Conway shit. So yeah, they're going to do that. We'll probably top of next year or something.
How did you come to hook up with Dope?
Well, the guy that runs Dope, Purist, we've been talking about doing some work for ages. So we started doing some work, and the Mud in My Malbec album, they actually dropped that because I'd already kind of made it, but once I played it to him, he was interested in putting it out, and I just felt that they got a bit of bigger reach than Eat Good, and they sell vinyl.
They're buzzing right now, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They got a good buzz, and they sell vinyl in it. I want to sell vinyl. I'm not too fussed about all this digital shit, but I just want to sell the vinyl, get the money, do the next one. Do you know what I mean? That's what that keeps the music fresh for me, and I can keep making music. Don't need to worry about press release, campaign, this, that, whatever. In
it, it's just a different playing make the field music, now, isn't it?
Press it, put it out. The people are buying it. You know, that's why I'm saying I'm trying to not like in a bad way, but rinse the opportunity while it's here now, because there's fans there, and so all I'm about is making the record, putting it out, getting the bag, moving to the next one. It's more fun for me, in it, rather than labouring over a project for ages and then, you know, trying to put it out here, putting a single out, thinking about the big plan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you mean as in rather than you having to deal with all that, just give it to a label and let them do that?
Yeah.
But then how did you guys know each other before this project?
I've been knowing about him, innit? I see rappers rapping, innit? I've been knowing about him. So
no, but that's what I mean. You just knew of each other. You didn't actually know each other.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened, yeah. I got a friend. I ain't going to say his name yet. So I got a good friend. You lot know who he is. And he hit me up one time on Instagram. He's going, yo, this guy Jugs, man. He's fucking rapping about the shit you're rapping about, man. He's rapping about polo and about Michelin dinners, Sonny, man. You need to have a word to do something. I was like, no.
They said it like that, like you made it up.
Yeah, no. He was like, yo, he's rapping about the same shit you're rapping about, Sonny. You need to speak. I was like, yo, I just done an album with the guy. The guy's nice. And what he's rapping about is what he's into it. Yeah. We just happen to be into the same shit. You know what I mean?
Doing so, this food shit for the longest since I was 16.
That's him in it. So I was like, yo, you can't like. Yeah, I was like, yo, we just done an album. He's like, oh, it's like that. Well, you know what? I can't wait to fucking hear it.
That's hilarious.
I didn't know that. It's like this.
But that's your boy looking out for you, though.
Yeah, I know. And it's like that with me. People say, oh, so and so's doing this and doing that. But people are always like, there can only be one of anything in the world.
It's so weird, man. And it's like, look what we're in 2018, like none of us made this shit. Someone's obviously done it before. No idea's original, innit? Yeah, but I guess people feel like that all the time, innit? That's pretty cool though, that someone. And then in the end, you go to him, what, funny you say that, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're saying they're remaining anonymous. Why?
Is this a breakfast club now?
There's nothing wrong with that story.
No, but he might get upset.
He might get upset.
I ain't gonna out the homie like that.
We wish. But listen, man, so how long did it take then to put this together? Because you two, well, you work like snap.
I think like Juggs was saying, I think the first instance, I sent him a batch of beats, then he came to London, spent a couple of days here recording, and then that was for about, what, 4 or 5 songs?
Yeah.
And then same again one more time, and then he came down to London a third time. We done the mixes and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that was it.
So that was it. Yeah, probably, you know, in total hours, probably a week and a half, 2 weeks. But then he was writing
back and forth.
So, you know.
Well, I did it the way I recorded it, like 5 songs in a day. I wrote them like that. I kind of work like that. It's the way I do stuff in life anyway. Like I plan, and then I just go bam, and I work for 3 or 4 days solid completely. And then after that, it's done. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And then the tweaks can happen. I don't kind of like the same thing Sonny said, is like laboring over it, because I can go too far into it. So I just do it now and it's done. Mm. You know what I mean? And it worked well that way, the way we did it, and just doing it together and vibing and chilling. Mm. We're chilling in the studio, but it's not too much of the messing about. I just
work.
Yeah, I just work, man.
Yeah, but the good thing is that there's a collaborative energy in it. Yeah, it's not like send an email.
No, that's how it needs to be now, man. It's, the UK's so small, but the funny thing is everyone's doing the same kind of thing as linked up. And pretty much everyone is linked up now.
Yeah.
That's not of a certain type of style. Like the style we've got, it varies, but we've all linked up with the same like wavelength and the same style of hip hop. We've linked up, so it's good. It's a really good movement because overseas is looking at us like, oh shit, as well. Because I met people in the States when I went recently, and people were like, knew everything that's going on. Mm. And these are like fans; they weren't artists. They were like, yo, I see everything.
I'll be like, to be honest, you know, since when Sarah was on the other station, like, yeah, you know, all that time ago, and I've been to the States to like 2003, 2004, 2005, and I'm meeting people, and it like what you're saying, like they're watching what's going on here and knowing a lot more about it as well because of what Sarah was doing on that station. You might not know that, but I bumped into 8th One, like even Homeboy Sam, they all knew about UK shit. Mm-hmm. You know, they yo, so you know Chester P, you know Chester. I'm like, right, you lot really know, man, yo, listen to that show. Because they're like, that's the only place we can listen to real hip hop now. Aww. Do you know what I mean?
And sorry, I was the first DJ in the UK to play Homeboy Sandman as well. So it works both ways. There were lots of people out here. Because we're in the same
put
boat.
Put that trumpet down, DJ Sarah Love. Let me blow it for you. And you know what else?
No, but I mean, it goes both ways. Like, as underground hip hop artists, we're in the same boat, whether you're in the States or in the UK or whatever. Like, we all got alone, you know.
Yeah. But definitely because over there it was like, you know, this was the time when it was Hot Boys, it was all like down south. Yeah. And New York was just like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, they found somewhere where they could hear that, you know, stuff from New York or wherever around the world. But then because Sarah was so supportive of the UK stuff, they're hearing our voices as well, going like, yo, these lot are making real shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the UK is always... We like to keep things true to what they are, and like as things phased around in the States, like there was always like, you know, like, I hate using the terms like boom bap or just
traditional
hip hop, but we've kept on doing it, and now that kind of came back, but we've been doing it until it's cool again, and then people, and then that, but it's been good for us because we were like, we've been here and we perfected this now.
So would you describe what you're making as traditional hip hop?
It's just loops and hard rhymes. Like that's the for me, that's what I like to listen to. Is hip hop, man, and that's the truest form. Is just a straight loop with hard rhymes on it. Like that's what it is.
No sugar coating.
And I can do the sugary stuff. I can do the dances or the, you know, like I like my rare groove and shit. I like to spit on that kind of stuff. But this is like, you know, prog rock samples, straight. You know what I mean?
Can I floss to it though?
Hell yeah, this is made for flossing.
Shit, I didn't even know. I know the move, but I didn't even know it. That
oh, you know the move. But Flex, I didn't even know. Let me see. Let me see. What's the move?
I just seen it on the internet. Man, I really did.
Yo, disclaimer.
What's your favorite dance? What's your favorite dance?
Dance move.
Oh man.
Electric slide.
I like the one. No, you know the one that Sean Paul used to do. You know, like the willy bounce.
You mean
that
the? Okay.
When I just see, you know, like the old man Yardy skank where they got the finger in the bottle of Dragon Style. And the one, you know, just the one move like that. That's the best shit.
That's
like
because
you know it's creeping on. You know, I'm too experienced.
And you just see the man smiling away, boy. That one sense he's
just holding the corner. He might have a chicken bone in his hand, just with the end still. The meat's still on the end. He's just saving it for the last.
This guy's from Dots, man. He knows he's been to many a blues, boy.
So that's your favourite dance move, and your favourite dance move is the flossing.
I don't even know.
Sonny don't dance, man.
I know.
I'm a ballroom dance type of guy.
Come round here. Show me some of your moves. Come and dance with me.
You gotta do that in the video, boy.
I'm playing.
You gotta see Diddy that video. Remember Diddy? Was it Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
In that video, they were all doing all mad. I swear they were like tangoing or salsa or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
cha-cha. Yeah, the cha-cha.
That'd be hilarious, man.
I'm going to take you up on that next time. Though. I'm going to test you on
off,
it.
Boy.
Guys, I'm loving the album so much.
What's going about? Oh, are you? I was hearing, is that true or not?
I haven't got any instrumental Diamond for a live performance.
It says it at the bottom here. In capital letters, live performance. This is what it looks like, it sounds like.
live performance.
Yeah, we had
to diamond floor. Are you guys ready to do this? Because I find floor. Something.
Are you,
you down?
Diamond floors. I think it's just me on this one. Diamond floors.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then after that, I'm gonna play a cut from the album because I'm just loving it so much, man. Yeah. Make sure you stay nice and close to the microphone so everyone can hear you. Are you ready to roll for us, Judge? You're just gonna hit up the
bad libs.
Ad libs. Yeah.
The bad libs.
The bad libs.
The bad libs.
The stabs.
The stabs.
Are you hearing yourself?
Yo, Juggernaut, Sonny Jim, the Purple Door.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this
yo, yo, don't ever cross me, never get the belly off me. Semi-godly, telly watch, heavy robbery. Terry cloth, sly and Robbie, divide the pie properly and slide off clean with the broccoli. There's no stopping when I reach for the mic. Stay popping like leaves that reach for the light. I've reached the peak in my life. That's increasingly bright. Season the rice. The seesaw needs me to ride. Summer breeze on the seashore, keeping the balance. I'm addicted to checking my balance. Collect salad, checks for my talent. Black and white checks on the chessboard. Bareback sex while the horse garrot. You come first in the chariot. Intelligent, marry it. There's no burden, I can carry it. It's not a real conversation if you try hard. I ain't throwing out hope like a lifeguard. The purple door, diamond floors, yo, you try hard but ain't really booking. You ain't cooking. No one gives a fuck, they ain't really looking. At 19, I went to Brooklyn and paid my way. Came back with a New York energy and fade to grey. In these English streets, I need a mecca, a treasure. Something I can hold close to for pleasure, whatever. My core nature is mega. I'm a nasty MC, A to Z, who's better? Only the greats, my only debate is how long till I stand by and only await. Holding my tape. Rose gold, Roly the face. Diamond on the double LP for the case. War mounted, my bass drums floor mountains. 4 acres in the vineyard, walkways, all fountains. Core blimey, all MCs fall behind me. Full court, 3-point swish, all timing. Yo,
jeez,
it's all timing.
Yeah?
So the floor in my hallways, all diamonds. Ayo, it's all timing until the 10th floor penthouse all climbing.
Tell me now.
Ayo, it's all timing till I sip carafes that I bought rhyming.
What?
It's all timing until I buy
a beast in it.
Crap, I'm hungry now. What the fuck is that?
Till I buy a giraffe.
Have a giraffe
at
the gaff.
A giraffe from rhyming. There's a giraffe in the gaff.
That's we get down like that. Giraffe in the gaff.
Diamond floors right there, boy. That's straight off the LP, 12-track LP called The Purple Door. It's out right about now in all digital stores. Oh yeah,
everywhere. All the platforms.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. And it's on Bandcamp. Eat good Bandcamp. You can still get the vinyl. Just a few left.
We got a couple of vinyl left. We got a couple of tapes left as well. Yeah.
I just want to say, also, DJ Muggs just played that on his mix on Shade 4-5 on the Soul Assassins show. So big up DJ Muggs for that, man. That's what I mean. Man. It's just slotting in between good company. Beautiful. So it's a beautiful thing, man.
No, big up you guys for making this happen, for putting in the work, first of all, to even have the skills to make a project like this. And then even putting the effort in to get together and record it, put it out and everything. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I like the polo shirt proud, today bro. Too. That one's that's hard body. I haven't seen that shit yet.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You see that big smile, boy.
Jeez. Oh, I get deep in the polo game, baby. Thank you so much for being here. Please chill with us for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Yay! You made a Haringey girl very happy. Coming up next, we've got more guests on the way for you, but I want to play the people another cut from the album that I'm just loving. I'm just hoping that I'm not like over rinsing this to people
Let's
too many
see which
times.
One it is.
Too good. Thank you, Sonny Jim. Juggernaut, pick up that album, The Purple Door.
The hot pants are why she runs the busiest ticket stand in town.
How many plate glass windows does he have to throw people through for you to get the goddamn point?
Ayo, push button starts only a dream. Harmonious cream, harmonica, harpsichord on a stream. Triple B
beam, Dalmatian your team. Triple goose, Coogee scene. The triple V movie or screen. Watch Reaper Man with a Pringle box speaker can. Burlesque dance, front seat in Milan. Sipping brandy, blackberry brulee. Smack your toupee. How was the soiree? You should have stayed. Getting paid off future endeavors. Neutral levers. If you're from Knox, you've either been to Courtney or Trevor's. Yo, peace to the legends. Trim back, squeezing the resin. I'll do my thing, then I'll leave for the essence. My presence like Christmas presents when you're seven. Bit the melon. What's the 411? Bag of on rice with the long anisa. Prolong the visa. Plus size diva. Discreet feature. Ceviche seeker. PKA meter reader. Meet the leader. Maple or cedar. Cherry wood frame feature. Hennessy stain sneaker. Henna Mendy on the beautiful creature. Shore reacher. You a sore loser. Ocean cruiser. Open the wine up. Define the future. Divide the food up and share. You in the presence of rare. Your mum should have told you. You should have stared. Yeah.
Ride around my city, smoking grade in the drop, playing the locks, trade stock, sipping lemonade and Ciroc, half-baked cake boss, the grapes washed, I play squash while the rabbit's braised in a pot, cold chilling, I'm a villain, somewhere in Brumhillin, Chinatown, Chungyingin, Dom Perignon sipping, breaking down the food like a box of chicken, plot twisting as the sauce in the pot thickens, I don't do workshops, nah. I take big bits and drive around the bits getting work off. I ain't no role model. I hit the road hustle, roll up a bud and drink the whole bottle. Black padded Patagonia, Dunno going topping out the Land Rover. Breadwinner, dab smoker, putting time on the lamb's shoulder. Nurse the hangover, whining like Mr. Chow from Hangover.
Break your face for a snow beach. Ralph Lauren bespoke piece of Larry. How the flow seems. You could never be this. Sugar seasoning fish, I write me a script to make immaculate wrists. Unaware of what a challenger is. First draft pick, you heard that split. Madness, they even spot that piff. Gorilla glucidated, I ain't losing patience. Used to hate, there's always been moving like a major player. They side-eyeing, being me, they gonna die trying. With a mic, it ain't Myers, it's Voorhees, don't even try hiding. Book is fire, touches Midas. You ain't cut from this cloth of rhymers. Use a liar, lose your life up. I've been to hell and back with the gas pack. I ain't trying to backtrack, and that's facts, and that's that. I hope you got the owls with the vows. The world is ours. Still keep the shank in the pouch with the owls. Ow.
Loving that so much. We were just talking to Sonny Jim and Juggernaut, and it was so cute because Sonny Jim bought his little bulldog. Is that what it's called? That gangster business. Look at the picture of the bulldog on the FUBAR Twitter page. And that's the sounds of hip-hop fresh out the UK, you know, and maybe we'll be hearing from the guys in a hot second as well. And we still have the open mic on the way for you, as well as hopefully we'll be speaking to a guest from LA. But let's see if that happens. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, a very cold My Stiggy.
Semi-jokes. But, you know, I'm loving this album so much, I'm just going to hit the people with another cut. I don't care.
Trump's in and Brex is done. Now they ain't stopping the fun. Just build a bunk and get some food in the gun. One-on-one, swinging into thin air. Yo, I've been there. Grease in my hair. You buy bleach and cream skincare. Swimwear polo with the tiger design. Fighting mind games, depression just enticed me to rhyme. Climbing higher than a Woodstock hippie. Come fuck with me, cook with me. Cutting through the game is a mystery. Just put my name in the chambers of history. Major labels are shifty. Lay the cables so my fables are crispy. Fiber optic database, storytelling, you'll miss me. Make a bust of my face out of marble and kiss me. Bugs Bunny on the iceberg, roll neck. Colbex, glassy green Heineken, I sip to forget. Spit to the
best. Wrist test, glisten and mess. Physically blessed, lyrically inclined to impress. Yes, cold shoulder, grab a coat, cause it's freezing. Chill, no proof, it's the season. Much more to take note, we the realists. Ill, no proof, it's the season. Cold shoulder, grab a coat, cause it's freezing. Chill, no proof, it's the season. Much more to take note, we the realists. Ill, no proof, it's the season.
Gold B and H, got the brew breath. Red Cortez, health is wealth, I'm out for the belt. Just play the hand that he dealt, yo. Get it popping like Alka-Seltzer. It's all prestige in this league. I harbor the lunar energy. Turn your whirlpool with a pen twirl. Blowing loud and swirls, it's your highness. Get rich, I ain't trying. It's hard when you touch his Midas. These rhymers ain't nothing like us. I just twist my reefer, tap my pocket. Who stole my lighter? Trying to find the answer while I'm cutting out these cancers. Money moving, call it puff. Dancing, buff the chalice. I disappear and smoke like it's magic. Kings to a boss, they're amazed by the charm. This is that cloth, yeah, the rain will never stop. Remain suave, a chain god. So in my presence, you will only see me saving for my cross. Yeah.
Cold shoulder, grab a coat, cause it's freezing. Chill, no proof, it's the season.
Washed up. Yeah. Olden days, your edgy lifestyle. Hung me down from the one before. See, I just dumped them flares up, that's fine. Leave them bars, I hope they're aging. See, that shit just makes me feel like sleeping. I've been on that crust for ages, climbing on that hunt for majors. Your rhymes, you just cut and pasted. Nikes and some khaki chinos. Watch me pick the wig on Kojak. Guild and team, my tech fleece jumper. Top that down with pull the skate car. Lock them new bars in my system. Keep it vibrant, reach the ceiling. Speak the truth from past them wisdom. Beat the booth, I pistol whip them beats. This music keeps me breathing. I've been driving round in circles. Blacks and whites and browns and purples. I've been trying to fly just like my father. Keep it fly dead for my fam. Gotta keep providing for them. If not with rap, then with writing. New Year's tensing when you're frightened. Master, teacher, tutor, student. Win some, lose some, keep it moving. Win some, lose some, keep it moving.
No Roof featuring Vandal Savage and Capo, both straight out of Knots. Pick up the new album, The Purple Door. It's super fresh. And you just heard two cuts back to back there from that. That's how much I'm feeling it. Shouts out to I Am Ayo.
Actually, they had three because he performed,
well, performed
one live.
One, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how we do it up here.
Yes. And shouts out to Sam Dowd over in Oz, locked into the show. Tony D, Children of Zeus, Jest, all ears. This show is all about you guys, the people who have that love for that good quality hip hop music. And right now we're joined on the line by our next guest on the show, Duckworth. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Welcome.
Man like Duckworth. What's going on, man?
How's it going? Chilling, man. Literally sitting in my bed.
Oh, isn't nice. That's good, man. We didn't get you out of bed. I'm glad we didn't do that. Yeah. Nah, we don't want to mess up and get him out of bed. You know what I mean?
Mess with his body clock and everything. Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles right now.
And that's where you're from?
Yeah, originally.
Oh, wicked.
Definitely.
Yeah. And but you have a new single out called Fall Back.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Just dropped that like maybe a month ago.
Okay.
Pretty hard one.
And what is it?
Are we playing that?
Huh?
Yeah, going to be playing that today.
Yeah. Excellent. But what is it like for people? I'm not that familiar with Duckworth. So, like, break down to me, like, what is it that's led up to this latest release, Fallback?
It's just like a mix of like a bunch of different genres. It's pretty hard hitting. Within like the beginning part, it's like this classic cello moment and stuff. But yeah, and then it has like this crazy breakdown in the middle. But I don't know, I can't really talk about it. I just gotta play it.
Oh, no, I was meaning you as an artist, because I see you say, being from LA has played a big part into like your influences and things. Like, break down for someone who ain't heard of Duckworth before. Like, what's the background?
Pretty much the same thing, man. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of different genres together. I got a crazy break. I'm influenced by a lot. I'm mainly by art and everything, but like musically, like genres across the whole board, you know. Like, I was raised on gospel, but then like I ended up going into like more like rock and like indie and everything when I was like a teen, and then I finally got into hip hop. And then yeah, so I just kind of blend them all together. But like, yeah, pretty energetic shit.
Yeah, because don't you think that's quite interesting nowadays? Like, I think it's almost impossible for an artist not to take influences from many different genres and styles and things these days.
Yeah, we're the iTunes generation, man. For all of our favorite artists in one place. So, no more genres.
And so what was your first release? When did you first put a record out?
It was a very long time ago. It was like probably 2009 when I was in this group back in the day called Tokyo 24.
What that
called? Tokyo 24. It was a very long time ago. But, that's when I dropped my first release. But that wasn't my solo. My first solo was, like, probably 2012.
Ah. And are you a producer as well?
Yeah, I produce. I'm shy. I'm a little bit shy about my stuff. I want to be releasing my first productions, like, that I feel proud about in this next coming project.
Ah, okay. And but on this project, you've worked with Too Fresh, is that correct?
Yeah, Too Fresh. They're really tight. They're twins.
Yeah. I've met them. I really like it's funny you said about your group, because there was a song that I really liked that they produced, which was with a guy called Tokyo. I don't know if he had anything to do with your group. And,
I don't know Tokyo.
And I've forgotten the other rapper's name, but it was called Getting Blowed or something like that. Getting Thrown, that's it. We played it on the show before.
No, that's
really
the remix, Getting Blowed.
Getting Blowed.
No, it's Getting Thrown. We get it. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but how did you link up with Too Fresh then? Because they're from Chicago, right? Or is that right?
No, they're from Nashville.
Oh!
Nashville!
How did you link up with them?
I just seen them in the scene, man. I've always ran into them in random like festivals or shows, just being in LA. And I don't know, just management, ended up with their management. It's like they need to get in the studio, so it was in the studio and we just start going crazy. And history from there.
How many joints did you do then?
We've done like a good like 4 joints.
Oh, nice.
Two of them are going to be released.
What goes on with the other two of them then? He says it like the other two.
You probably will never hear them. They'll never reach it in the light of day. Unless they're probably not going to see it like that. But like, imagine like all your favorite artists, like how many songs they have that were like, they're probably tight as hell, but they're just too like, you know, weird about it to release it.
I was watching this documentary about Quincy Jones, it was done by his daughter.
On Netflix.
They were talking about, basically they had about 600 or something like that songs for is it Off the Wall or Thriller, one of them, you know. But 600, so I was just like, what? And then they narrowed it down to like 12 of them or something like that.
So incredible. Like, when you look at the making control of like Thriller and the songwriting behind that, the expertise, just the musical knowledge and experience that Quincy Jones has, it's not a surprise that Thriller to this date is like the number one selling album of all time.
You gotta watch the documentary. It's really good.
It's on my date list, so I'm waiting for it.
All the men that have been lining up trying to date Sarah's like, damn. Quincy Jones Netflix. Gets in there.
Wow.
Well, I've got to wait a year and a half.
Yeah. I'll see. You and I can have a date when the documentary comes out. No, but to me, like, Nashville and LA seem like worlds apart.
Nashville is like the mecca for like writing and stuff like that. Like, it's big. Nashville's really big on music. It's like the music capital.
For country, isn't it? Country music is massive there, right? That's like where you go to become. That's like the New York for hip hop. Nashville is in it.
And a lot of labels and things like that. You are?
Yeah. No, definitely is that. They got good food, though.
Yeah? What kind of.
Oh, they got food.
That's like barbecue. That soul food kind of
it's
like.
The ribs and that, innit?
Grits and.
Well, that's. I mean, I guess. I don't. Soul food. I know they got good barbecue. So they probably do have good soul food.
I think, isn't it lots of food that basically gives you like cholesterol, high cholesterol and stuff? But it tastes good, so that's what counts. But
I mean, look, I'm trying to live my best life. You know, I'll eat my celery and, you know, saying kale when I need to. But you know what I'm saying? I'm about to enjoy my life. I'm about to eat some barbecue. But I will say I don't eat red meat, so if that helps out this situation.
How come you don't eat red meat then?
No, not at all.
No, how come? Why don't you eat red meat?
Man, that's the real big killer, you know, like, especially with like black men is like, you know, clogged arteries and everything like that. A lot of that comes from eating red meat and like cow feels like I'm eating leather and I don't know, like, I just don't like pig.
You feel like you're eating leather?
I feel like I'm eating leather when I eat beef and stuff. It's too thick, man. And then like,
even a burger.
And I don't like pigs. I don't like any type of pigs. I don't like pigs in a plate. I don't like pigs in a police car. I don't like any pigs. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's
both those red beets.
Yeah, it's mad. Pigs, animals are nice.
It's mad salty though.
They're mad.
No, I mean no. I don't like pigs on a plate. Pigs as a pig,
or
like
driving
with them. You know what I'm saying? Like they're cute, but I don't want them on a plate. I don't know.
They're smart.
They're mad smart.
Pigs are really smart, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can train a pig to do more than you could train a dog to do.
You know what
is
I
that
saw?
True?
Mm. Well, I saw.
Yeah, you think I'm bullshitting, but watch. You're gonna see it. Go on to YouTube. Fall down that little pig hole. I was gonna say rabbit hole, but for this,
not the worm hole.
You
fall
down that.
Hole.
Oh yeah, oh, worm hole. It's the pig hole. Go on YouTube and you'll see some pigs do amazing shit.
Yeah.
Not amazing stuff.
I
mean, amazing things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love this show. No, but I saw a science experiment recently showing how intelligent goats are as well, and how they could recognize a picture of a black man and a picture of Barack Obama and tell which one was Obama.
Who did?
Goats.
Yeah, goats are smart, man.
Goats are smart.
Yeah,
all of them are smart.
How did they recognize? Like, did they, like, have a certain noise for Barack?
No,
versus?
So it was this science experiment where they had a picture of Barack Obama next to a picture of another black dude who kind of looked like him, and then...
Light skin or darker, though? Light or darker? That's...
No, it was, like, it wasn't, like, a completely different-looking black dude sort of thing. And then the goats, they learned that if they went up to Barack Obama's picture, that they would get a reward. And so then they then moved the pictures and then showed that, yeah, they're able to recognize him out of
different like, that nigga ain't going to give me shit, but this nigga will.
And so this segues nicely into your name. How did you end up being called Duckworth?
I don't know. People found out that that's my mom's maiden name in college. Oh. And then they just started calling me Duckworth because they thought it was funny.
Oh.
And then I just kind of stuck with it.
Duckworth.
Always a response.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
And it's something that you're used to being called as well, so it's not like you have to make some crazy explanation for it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, look, just call me Duckworth and keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's just embrace this reality.
I've been Duckworth since like 2008, pretty much.
And so you're going to be over here soon, isn't it? You're going to be over here in November.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I just like officially like put the flyer up. Like, not but 30 minutes ago, before we got on this call.
Yeah, I'm a stalker, bro. That's what I do, yeah. That's what I do. So we see you November 22nd.
Yeah, we'll be waiting outside at the stage door.
So how did that come about, man? So this is your first world tour, or you've done it before?
I toured, like, Australia, and then I did, like, some dates in Asia, and then some other places. But, yeah, as far as, like a altogether type situation. This is the first one where it's like America and then to Europe, like back to back. So yeah, you can call it in that sense.
Are you looking forward to it? Must be.
Oh yeah, very much so. I love being outside of America. I like America for a certain reason. But yeah. I love traveling. I love traveling. And I love Europe too.
What has your perception of America changed at all since you've been traveling outside of America? Because a lot of my friends, you know, they kind of say certain things where I'm like, oh.
Not yet, because I've been in the main city parts. I feel like when I go to like third world countries, you know what I'm saying? Like when I go to places where it's not like, you know, tall buildings and stuff, then I have a different perspective, you know. But it's like everything kind of looks the same. It's just different foods and different accents, like, and like different currencies. But it primarily looks the same. It's pretty trippy.
But
I got busy. Yeah. But I mean, I would say definitely the cultural experience from like internationally to like America is drastically different.
Yeah. You know what I mean? What kind of differences would you say, like, stuff? Is it mainly to do with food or?
Give us your top five.
Well, you don't have to go that far.
Differences? Well, it's mainly like, because like America is like, it's more like consumerism. Mm. It's like, you know, what you buy, what you own. And then like in other places, it's more so like, you know what I'm saying, who's your family? You know, like just like your traditions and stuff. Or I don't know, like, it's just other things that just like kind of count more so as like value and self worth rather than like what you like wearing and stuff. So I don't know, that's why I've been picking up is from international.
For sure.
Nice.
My friend used to come over and he used to talk about like how the news, he'd be watching the news here and he'd be like, man, I'm finding out stuff that's going on in America that I wouldn't find out in my state. I think you got something where you guys only sort of the news will only report what's going on within that state. So the state of California or...
Yeah, very little.
Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, hell yeah.
He's loving
it. Hey, we're victims of propaganda everywhere.
If you want to, like, know about the world news, they actually have, like, a world news segment that's, like, usually later on in the day. It's, like, an hour of, like, world news.
Like at 3 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
But
it also depends on the demographic of age, too, because, you know, younger people, they don't even be on TV like that. Like, so everybody just gets stuff from the internet anyway.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying the rapper is your current affairs reporter, like, for many people. Like, there's enough kids who are just taking their cues of how they should be living their life from the songs that they're listening to. And so, speaking of which, I'd really love to play for the people your new single, Fall Back. And with your nationwide tour out here in the UK begins October the 5th, I really hope you can come and pass through the studio and chill with us while you're in town.
Yo, if y'all let me, I'll come through.
Yeah, man.
Oh, we'd love to have you here.
I'll bring something from America. I bring, like,
some barbecue
t-shirts and, like, and barbecue.
Yo,
they going to take my barbecue and custom.
Barbecue sauce. Nah, put it in your...
So
put it
crazy with custom.
Just don't put it in your carry-on luggage. Put it in the check-in luggage. You know what I mean? And well, you'll be good,
I guess,
man. That's
just
for anything.
Just make sure that's sealed properly,
bro,
so if it
that's
bursts.
For anything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I see Mama Delco can make something.
Don't worry. We don't want you to risk yourself traveling over here because we want to see you live. Don't worry. We can hook up barbecue sauce and things like that out here too. But thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. It's really lovely to meet you, Duckworth.
Yes, man.
Definitely. Pleasure to meet y'all too. And thank you for your time.
Wicked, man.
Thank
good
you.
Luck with the tour as well, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And when y'all play Fall Back, just like crank it up. Just like blow everybody's ears out. Crank it all the way up.
Okay. Hey, you intro it. Intro to two.
Yeah.
Yo, so this is Duckworth, and this is my new single, Fall Back, produced by two fresh brothers. If you have any sensitivity to sound, you probably want to not listen to this because it's loud as fuck.
Don't worry, man.
But if you like, if you like some cracked ass music, turn that shit up.
I award you a Tony Award, my nigga, he a damn good actress.
Your girl's silicone, your tributes all plastic.
Back while I'm spazzing.
Fall back. Fall back. Fall back.
never came. Back, call me, you don't really want the flame. Feedy niggas deep ganged up in the creek. If you wanna play beef, that is not a fair game. That's aces of spades, jack of all trades. Tucking the jewels and they jacking your chains. Fuck with the crew and you catching the fate. That ain't a game, you should not like twain. Don't be the lame that plays superhero, cause that'd be the good way to lose your dental. Tooth and dental, all incidental. Head banging on a too fresh instrumental. Now back the fuck back when we go dumb, yo. Face all stuck like 100 dumb tags. Bad in the city like it's bad brains in me with my face all shitty.
Little homie.
Fuck back. It just goes out like that?
Nah.
Settle down, won't you say? Settle down.
I'm in black, all residue, income lane, so insane. It's not a game, yeah.
Settle down, won't you say? Settle down.
I'm in black, all residue, income lane, so insane.
From Duckworth, who we were just speaking to right there, live from Los Angeles. If you missed that, or if you missed us talking to Sonny Jim and Juggernaut as well, live on the show, you need to rewind and check it again. Our gig guide as well is up on the website for you to check out, and there's lots of good shows that are going on. But right now, it's that part of the show where we get busy on the microphone.
Yes, well, not exactly us, but, you know, some of us can get a little bit, if you hear what I'm saying.
Hey, I can say, I do a mean segue.
Yeah, you're right about that. But we got to introduce four guests here. Two of them are called Peculiar Dialect.
Yeah.
What are your names individually?
Sanity.
A&E.
Say again?
Sanity.
And A&E.
All right, speaking I want you to the microphone at all times.
I'm militant. I'm
militant dread over here, okay?
Don't want my
to lose their size 7 Nikes or whatever.
Six.
My bad. My
UK
bad.
6. 39 if anyone like wants seven. To.
Yo.
not have bunions. My feet are fly. Okay?
Peculiar Dialect, as well as we got the Prospects on the other side. Prospects, what are your names individually?
I'm Lebs.
I'm Apps.
And you're always giggling like that. You're always a smile.
I'm loving these two already. Jeez. Speak into the microphone all times.
Where are you guys from?
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
Yeah. Ah, Portsmouth in the house.
Deep
and then
south.
So
cultural
so
epicenter that is Portsmouth.
And Peculiar Dialect. Where are you looking?
We're Northern Manchester.
Leeds
go.
See, this is what we do here on the Hip Hop Show, man. This is a North-South collaboration.
Shoot.
I believe
we've
got Iron Monkey on the beat.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get into this straight away because we only got 15 minutes left. And I know you lot got... There's got definitely
bars,
more than 15
bars,
minutes worth of bars,
bars
in this room.
Bars and bars.
So we're going to say it off with the Prospects, yeah?
Big up Prospects. Let's have it.
All right. Tell him your name before you jump in.
Yeah.
So they know who it is.
Lebs. Prospects.
Uh-oh.
It's
about to be a problem.
Uh-oh.
Come we go.
Woo!
Yeah. The illest nimble-fingered ink spiller. Piss away my kip to scribble riddles when the spliff simmer. Piss billing, dim-witted, intricately slick scripture. Six lit, fizzled through and grinning for a quick picture. Chilled shiver, a cursed sinner. Birth with no paternal figure. Murmur words in verses till the verdict's written. Swirling visions permeate these words, narrate a verbal picture. Minimalistic lyrics I'm printing, dribble and merge descriptions. Spurred delinquent, determined since my first addiction. Swerve promiscuous girls, they worthless like my first distinction. Slurp the steel to burst my liver. Persististic urges stiller. Squirming wrinkled urchin burning purple titted herbs for dinner. Yeah, and I'm a killer delivering simple by the rhythm, intimate mystical vision climbing. And I'm sitting there tripping on psilocybin, spitting rhyming efficiency intertwining. This figure religion see intercising when I'm spitting in intimacy with another on the syndicate mission. I'm reassigning, then I'm back.
She is so abrasive it can alter simple status. Fix up tired laces, let's eradicate the hatred. Frowning has its places, but I find it rather tasteless. A tasty oven treat, let me see them smiley faces. Energy and eloquence, forever in my element. Flowing like a river, I'm eroding coarser sediment. Stepping like an elephant, intelligence, compassion, come genetically developed hippocampus on this canvas. Feel my energy, captivating ways, radiating through my nuclei. Meditation, contemplation, all this got my chakra high. Staying chains, I'd rather die. Name is not an alibi. Sanity, I'm rather fly. Something like a butterfree, evolving to my final form. I'm leaving all you can to be. Dreaming while I'm sleeping, snoring like a lax, you fun with me. Scheming for the badges, take the league of indigos. Memories so deep, apply them to my soul. Physical connection to the television shows. Lessons they be be teaching all those years ago, assisting for my spirit growth. Feeling woke, feeling happy, take a toe, don't fasten me, no thank you, G. It fills me with anxiety, push me to the edge as I slowly lose my sanity. Amber is my mistress, but she pulls me in like gravity. Toxic to my system, but one day we'll find sobriety, and then we'll disappear quietly. Clear my sinus, inscribing lines of the hieroglyphs, simple signs in your iris that intertwine through your mind's abyss. Pineal vibrant sides of this tainted fibers supply the grids. A painted sidewalk filled with fakes and sidewalks contradicting life. I'm scared their fate revivals, lost my faith to time tools. Conversating guy folks, altered states and I fall. Psilocybin realize my thoughts and vital. Sporkles are torn and viral. My pointed horns are tourist, torture in the skies of Cairo. I fly a chorus, watching war produce a soul's arrival. Their corpses Morris, watch their core endorse to hold a rifle. The cause is morbid, formed an orbit round the mortal title. That pumping organ just deformed, distorting life survival. With help from knives and Bibles, built genetic rivals, built phonetic titles, spin kinetic spirals, one synthetic cycles. Plus fuck that holy shit, the only gods inside you. Reimburse the spirit by its curse, burning digits, courtesy of worth and riches. Learn my terms from stern convictions. With my soul in deja, so I stay in cold of old Egyptians. I scripture it a fiction to relieve my definition, to avoid the demiurge at work protruded in
my system. I'm a scallywaggy trackies and I got my little camera. Having hella laughers with the man, a nice cool breeze rolls over the laminate as I'm chilling with the family, and we have a bit of ice cream with banana nuts. The happiness I bring will get you on the maddest rush. Have an Afghan kush blend, no dramas, and a big fat smile underneath bandana. So anybody high, kick back a man, a jam with us. I'm a kicking rhythm, funky enough. I wanna be upon an island, not the back of the bus. But man, I think that I be whining when I tell them it's love. Cause every time that I be rhyming, I can manifest diamonds. I mean, I've been on the move for a long time. Man, a cruise to a show, ducking one time. Dumb rhymes, spilling out grooves in the sunshine. Bun binds, bud bird beers and a good time. Man, I got the recipe like I've been on a Dr. Dre vibe. Venom got the best in me, but man needs to stay fly. Never see me on the beat without a big JY. Everybody need me to be happy like daylight. Enemies are not your enemies, you man the same, right? Everybody got a heartbeat and a brain. No shame in the brother looking out for one another. From the mothers to the cousins, we're all in vanilla summer.
Devoted to the dialectic, Socratic, hypothetic, type and sets ignite the message. High fluorescence with the pen in which my mind's protected. Psychedelics left my mental stretched and quite pathetic. I fight the stressing to try and vent it. Time to write reflections of my deficits. Neglected, what attention is infected by pestilence. Yo, celestial resonance painted across the blackness. Facing a frosted canvas of pain and encrusted madness. It takes an ugly man to replace the fucking sadness. Plaguing my crumbled stanzas, I sway with a drunken stagger awake. Force my eyes open, my toxic divides coping when I'm hopeless. I like smoking at night, poking a fine hostess. My mind opens a high dosage of psychosis. The rhyme's toasting when I'm focused in life solstice. The rhyme's toasting when I'm focused in life solstice, yeah.
It's your boy Sanity.
Hey.
Flow so smooth on the groove, it's a masterpiece. All for learn, I'm glad to be. Violence is a tragedy. Four funky fellas, all finesse, I'll be so casually. Flipping the shit, not talk about fucking a bitch. Finish stating to go lit. Feature like Oliver Twist, spitting a riddle and miss. What are you thinking of this? My rhythm be killing a million villains, reptilian, so just be thinking of winning. Life is for living, not hoping and wishing. Make it your mission to live it, you're feeling. Live life to the fullest. Make peace like a Buddhist. Stay lit on the good shit. So that love spread hugs. Fuck the hood shit. Let's all bask in the summertime sunshine. We chilled out, we sipping on good wine. To the D, yeah, we're trying to spread the message. Invading your brain with our lo-fi blessings. Hit hot holes, yeah, we're spraying that factual. We'll ever be a slave, go about our business casual. We're so casual. Hey, we're so casual. Inherited the white's cortex, my sight's sure sets. Perception to your negligence, I see it in raw flesh. Directions from these regiments, you're feeding off false steps. Tax to fund experiments for nuclear warheads. We only moving backwards in this planet that caused death. The curse is more bed, but we scorch through this corset. A fraud net catching youth, exhausting their core depths. Some void feds enforcing law, abusing their poor crest. With pork flesh, avoiding rights to preach on our doorsteps. Endorse quest, feeding out the palm of the Lord's nest. Organise the false test, the process to protest. Controlled by Congress, they torment our progress. In high vis vest with fine finesse, as vibrant as death. Fibers of a pagan possessed. Slaves display the case on the desk for feds to digest. Several ways to sever your neck, curriculum sets. Syllabus endeavors to stress, but nevertheless, absent let's be springing from death.
I've been springing from death. Look, look, look. A&E, right?
I've been waking up later and later into the morning. The world goes spinning around, my niggas are snoring, asleep in auras. We dream of touring the two-man squad that I smoke to draw with. We all in, finna be living, chilling with boys, with the women blowing kisses, my niggas sit and record. This position that we're in and making people feel annoyed, cause we talk with the heart of the north in our voice. As opposed, adolescent chatting to a prepubescent, I'ma tell you, little brethren, better live up in the present, cause the past is a memory, the future is now, so better call up all your man, that man get suited up in style and go a milli in a minute when you're chatting up a girl. Say, hey, my little slimmy, how you wanna see the world? I'm a rapper, not stacking, but I'm packing with the pearls, and I'm a man that loves to have a laugh, a matter of fact, we say.
Monotony bothers me, I'm constantly properly aggravated. Aggression and negative, negative elements shatter my aspirations. Mass persuasion, stab equations into slabs of paper, animating stages in the base of my imagination. Salivating tracks, a maniac ejaculating, man a fanatic, manic semantics, grapple the pattern, I'm back to basics. Animal attitude, that's no cannibal, but I'm relaxedated. Practicality, I'm planning anarchy with apps and immaculate stands of raging. A backwards acid gnashing, fractal licking wrong and sipping strong elixir, split my cognitive until I vomit. Sick and solace that I sit and still inflicted on my noggin. Fickle liver longing for a drip of tonic, sitting lodges, spilling splits, dip my quill in the ink, script masonic, hidden knowledge, spit demonic literacy, drift into a mist of chronic, still melodic, sing the sickest symphony, sadistic sonic, spilling the ceiling and pillaging, red is my pinnacle, limitless lyrical prophet.
Something close to jovial, living my life on a permanent high. Times like these, I finna be happy, I'm writing my rhymes, everything fine, sanity killing the shit, it's a crime, stuck in my pride, mountains I climb, pop on a beat with a speech of the line. Hey, I'm peculiar, I gather, got that slightly hippie swagger, I'm a lover, not a scrapper, occasionally a slacker, I'm with my boy A and E, my bread will be bringing me when I'm asleep, we rot to the death and we'll rot to the peak, whatever the weather, we know we'll be sweet, firing the beef and we spit in the heat, shy yellow booth, we transforming, evolving, leveling up, it's believe we ain't snoring, see what's like, like melee, without the disorder, we're ready, this jovial feeling can get it, get tweaking like Mario driving a Chevy, shit, shit, I'm Studio Ghibli, my spirits away, wait, I'm loving the universe every day, got you with a rule in the race of my fate, fate, my damsel is destiny, we have a day, day.
We've got a session here.
We say you got one more for us.
I smoke chapters, evolving on this backward act. This rapture tracks the absence of the madness in these psychoactive patterns. Visually, I view the rampant. That the aura's ramming sources for attachments, law enforcing courses tampered. Worse than forced in court, we are a different type of blacksmith. I lit the pith with matics, hydroponics in a mad split. Ignite the carcinogenic plants, enhance alarm adapted. Let me scratch this. Psychopath for antics when this man flip. Coincidence, it can't be. It rolls a part of me with cosmic harmonies. Projecting atoms, binding vital arteries. Inviting types of carbon genes, enhance our plants and spark the trees. Charmous beast that can't be reached if hearts have been offered.
We could add a bit of flavor if the beat is unopposed. On the track to take the weights off of your shoulders as we go. With the hippie flow, we tippy toe to get to where we need to go. We ride a wave towards the rave and tell the patrons it's the day we cool. We get the Stella bottle popping in the pool. Couple doobies in a circle with the crew. In a brand new tune from your favorite quadruple, the boss used. Man, I brought bars to bot to you. Rock to this quick with syllable shit wit. The kiddies with the business in black like. A licorice whip rip the stick off the citron, get it fit into fist. Cause man, I killing this ish. In my big old chucks, I've been rocking baggy tees since Snoop was a pup. With my M&F and G's, we don't give a motherfuck. Rolling through the British streets, everybody that I got saying
introspective, sitting blessed on a simple message. Quick, impressive, spitting that fickle lesson. You've been objecting, been deflecting demons. Creeping in through my deep depression, seek redemption. Peaking the regions of my cerebral section. We contesting, seek defense from a lethal weapon. Eat your flesh and feast on the decency of your weak profession. Breathe the resin. This perception's all I need to step in. These elections needlessly proceed to keep the people stressing. Ponzi democracy problem, your monarchy's bollocks. Sorry, but honestly, profit is wrongly symbolic. Monstrous properties topple like phosphorus comets. Constant hypocrisy, prophecy swallowed by pockets. Suffer the loss of our modesty, souls are demolished. Scholars and prophets rap until the songs are abolished. Jotting the knowledge, poverty and squalor is solid. Lost prospects ain't dropping till it's properly polished.
Hey, yo, man, that's the open mic right there, boy.
What a hey,
pop, you look like the prospects. You have peculiar dialect, yeah. And you shout to Iron Monkey on the beat. All you mother lovers, you should know by now how to get in touch with us. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But make sure, you know what I mean. If you ain't on this level here, don't do it yet.
No, don't do it.
Hey, quickly, man. How can we get hold of you? Like, tell them your names as well one more time.
Yeah, I'm Lebs. This is Apps. We're on SoundCloud. Facebook, we just dropped an EP yesterday, it's on Bandcamp, check it out, it's called The Grim EP Prospects. Wicked.
Wicked. We're Peculiar Dialect on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, That Good Collective as well. I want to big up all the Leeds hip hop gang, Bud Rat Records, Snoopy, Junior, Astronomer.
Yeah, Conroy, JR, them, man, to all the audio Leeds.
Man, yeah, big up Leeds hip hop.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much for coming through. That was a dope session, guys. Thank you to Juggernaut and Sunny Jim, who were also here. Shay Lingo. We also spoke to Duckworth. If you've missed any of that, it's foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Up next on Foodbar, you've got Michael Payne taking care of you. And, you know, me and Mice will be back next Monday with more of the same 4 p.m. So it's a peace out from me, Sarah Love.
And peace out from me, Dr. Digmund Freud.
Yeah, yeah. Allison say. Dot X, Dotty Boy. Making power moves. The only moves that should be made should be power moves. Power's that energy. It's the truth. My rise anticipated birth. I knew early on I'd have a place on this earth. Spawned from the place where this rap shit began. Bronx, New York, understand my time span. With a mic in your hand was an extension of truth. And this was validated by proof. I was there. It ain't always been fair, cold-blooded. This shit got flooded. The group split, but we still hit. Punks jump up to get beat down. Nigga got his feet down. We still bosses. Some of the shit we said, yo, it probably cost us. Fuck some of the labels, but peace of Dante Lawson. Grew from my losses, that's why I'm still here. I'm a beast on the feature, let me hijack your ear. Don't gas me like the Indians, so date me with beer. Send me a deposit and I will appear.